What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man.
This is The Game with your hosts, Jason Bishop and Drayton Hogarth.
In my opinion, that sucked.
We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends.
Oh, my God.
It's The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop, along with Drayton Hogarth. Drayton will join us momentarily because I actually forgot to set us up for Facebook Live, so Drayton's doing that as we speak. Okay, so what we're going to jump into today, what the Jags have coming up for them. Can Gus Bradley save his job? What are the chances of the Falcons winning the division? Hey, by the way, MCA over in Darien is going to play for a state championship with a huge upset win last night. We'll talk college football playoff. And if you want to get your calls in, 912-275-7017, you can email us thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. If you miss any of this show and you want to listen later, or if you just want to listen to it again because it's so good.
I mean, why wouldn't you want to listen to it?
Yeah. thesouthernsportsedition.com, and you can stream it straight from that website. This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health Systems and Watermarks Printing. And MCA is going to play for a state title.
That what a tremendous win! What a tremendous season for McIntosh. And I don't know if you remember or not, but I said McIntosh would be, after that scrimmage game against Glenn Academy, that they would be a much improved team. I didn't realize they'd be this good, but it, you know, and I know it's an exhibition, blah blah blah. But you could just see McIntosh was a confident and talented team even at that point in the season, and to play with a team like Glenn Academy, I think really boosted their confidence and reinforced what Coach Robinson had been telling them all off season, that they can play with everybody in this area and the state now.
Great point. And don't forget, 2 years ago, they were 0-10.
Yeah.
They didn't win a football game.
Yeah.
And last night, they dominated Clinch County. I mean, the game was close. The clinch was up late in the fourth quarter, 8-7. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, MCA just decided, hey, we're going to go win this thing.
Yeah. Field goal, defensive stops, the whole thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, they scored every point from that point forward. They were down 8-7. They ended up winning 24-8, yeah, going away from Clinch County. And don't forget, this is the same Clinch County team that blasted MCA in week two of the season, 32-7.
Yeah. What, I mean, again, what a turnaround it was to be able to get that kind of redemption from that early season beatdown to going into their house and beating them in the state semifinals when it really, really matters. You want to trade that one, Clinch?
We'll take that all day. And granted, that MCA team they played in week two, a little bit different team because they had a different quarterback back in week two. Of course, Major Robinson took over the quarterback reins about midway through the year. And to be honest with you, he's done a really good job. And he has taken that team to the next level, good enough to where they can go to Homerville, beat Clinch in Homerville, to advance. And, you know, Major Robinson played very well last night. He's played tremendous all year long. And that 32-7 score earlier in the year, MCA turned the ball over three times, including two pick sixes to clinch that they got off turnovers. So that made the score maybe not as indicative, as close as the game would have been, or at least how close those teams are in talent, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just like I said, just almost a 180 of that game, a mirror image of that game, where McIntosh got the turnovers late. They got the fourth down stops, and there was a fourth and one, I think, inside the five that kind of reminiscent of, and I hate to keep bringing up Glenn, but kind of reminiscent of Glenn's win over Stockbridge a couple of years ago that turned the tide in that game as well. You know, you get that kind of stop, that really gets the juices flowing, so to speak, on the sidelines, gets that belief system going on the sidelines that, hey, we can do this if we just play our game and take care of business.
For those folks that were critical of Larry Harold when he was here at Brunswick High, his former team, Macon County, the team that he actually rebuilt that program, because when he got there, they were god-awful terrible. Mm-hmm. And now his former team will be playing in the state championship. Of course, he laid the groundwork, mm-hmm, for that program to be able to be where it is. And they will play MCA in the state, in the Georgia Dome, in the state finals, Macon County versus McIntosh County Academy, Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning while we're doing this show.
Well, wow. Kicking it off. You can watch it on GPTV and listen to us while you watch, man. What if, can't get any better than that, man.
If you had some waffles for breakfast.
Pick up Waffle House on the way? There you go.
No, I've got to fix my own waffles. I don't get nobody brings me food. Are you kidding?
What? Come on.
No, no. Some other games that took place last night, of course, all Final Four games determining who is going to go play for state championships in every classification. So we'll start in single-A private. Tatnall Square gets down 42-21 by ELCA. They will play Fellowship Christian in the single-A private as they take down Prince Avenue 31-28. That game will be played Friday morning at 10 o'clock early. High school football, 10 o'clock in the morning on a Friday.
That's right.
We talked about single-A public, so we'll jump to double-A. Benedictine, who is just far and away the best team in that classification and will probably roll in the state championship game. They rolled in the quarter or semifinals, 49-10 over Callaway. They will be playing Fitzgerald, who won 42-21 over Hopeville. That game will be played Saturday at 1. Triple-A, Greater Atlanta Christian and a nail-biter over Peach County. They win 13-7. I don't think it's really going to matter. They're going to go play Cedar Grove in the state finals, who dominated Crisp to the tune of, and listen to this now. Remember, this is a state quarterfinal, or a state semifinal game. These are the last four teams left, the four best in the state in their classification, and Cedar Grove beat Crisp 55-0.
Yeah, yeah. Cedar Grove has a pair of Georgia commits on the offensive line that are both about 330, 340. You get that in high school at the AAA level especially, you're going to win games 55-0 sometimes.
Give them the trophy tomorrow. They don't even need to play the game. Good luck, Greater Atlanta Christian. You're going to need it. Cartersville in the 4A will play. They beat Mary Persons 38-17. They'll have to play former Glenn Academy Red Terror head coach Rob Ridings over in Thompson as Thompson wins 27-6. In 4A over Jefferson, that game will be Saturday at 4:30. Good luck, Rob Ridings. He'll be playing Cartersville for a 4A state championship.
Trevor Lawrence leading the way there.
Uh-huh. Over in 5A, a little shocker to me. I really thought Stockbridge would beat Rome. It didn't happen. Rome beat Stockbridge 28-21. They'll play Buford, who beat Kell 28-16. Getting to the classification that we're a little more familiar with, Northside and Tucker. Of course, Northside took down Glenn Academy last week. And they had no shot against Tucker. I said it all along. I felt like the two best teams in the state were Glenn Academy and Tucker, and whoever won the coin flip when they both got that far would win the state championship. Well, Glenn didn't get there, and I think Tucker's going to roll. They will play Valdosta, who beat Dalton 27-6. That game will be Friday at 8.
Yeah. Well, you remember we were talking to Coach Hidalgo at the Glenn Academy Coaches Show that we did at Mellow Mushroom?
Yeah.
And he said he had talked to the Northside coach that Saturday or Sunday after the game and said Northside was beat up big time. I mean, everybody obviously is at this time of year, but they were going to be like possibly be without five starters for that game against Tucker. So it kind of showed up, I think, that they were pretty much worn down.
So what you're telling me is that Tucker was a better football team to begin with,
yeah. And
the only chance that Northside had to win that game was to be healthy and not turn the ball over, and they turned the ball over, and they weren't healthy going into a team that was much better than them. That's what
exactly,
you're telling me?
Exactly. Hello.
All right, moving on.
Never mind.
We were trying to hit a button.
That was an awkward moment by Jason Bishop.
That was a no-chance one. All right. Yeah, we'll figure it out in the break. It'll probably play over the commercials. In 7A, Roswell beat Westlake 28-0. It's one of those situations that's not going to matter. They're going to play Grayson in the state finals, who beat Mill Creek. That game will be Saturday at 8. Jeff Heron, if Jeff Heron and Grayson wins that game, that's going to be the third different school that Jeff Heron has won a state championship with, and that will give him a total of 5.
Yeah. He can coach a little bit.
Maybe.
I watched some of that game, the Grayson and Mill Creek. It was on TV. And Grayson, it was a tight game first quarter, and then about second half of the second quarter, Grayson just exploded, moving the ball on the offense, got pick six. I think they exploded for like 28 points in that last 5 minutes of the second quarter, which pretty much ended the game. But to Mill Creek's credit, they did hang in there and kind of battle back a little bit, I guess. But it was Grayson's game from jump street. Anyway, from that second quarter on, it was all Grayson. Just a too much of a talent on that Grayson team.
Yeah, I don't really have anything, like you said it all.
Yeah, I know.
It's one of those things where it's my turn to talk because I don't really have anything to say. So.
Here come the holidays, and with that, the search for that perfect gift for that special someone. Cunningham Jewelers is your perfect starting point. Guys, have your special someone stop into Cunningham Jewelers and create a wish list. You will receive 20% off any item on her wish list. Plus, Cunningham Jewelers can work with any budget. 1510 Newcastle Street, or set up an appointment at 912-265-8652. And remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham bow.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open daily at 5 p.m. at our new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 638-1197.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Welcome back to the game with your host, Drayton Hogarth and Jason Bishop, brought to you by the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the game is brought to you by Jessup Furniture and by M&B Liquors. And right now we're going to take a little trip into the mind of Jason Bishop this week's Week in Review.
And here we go. The best team the state of Georgia has to offer is an 8-4 Georgia Tech. Ohio State will be in the college football playoff, not because they deserve it, but because money is driving that boat. Jacksonville Jaguars. Ugh. Louisiana Tech and Western Kentucky will play for the Conference USA title. What the hell happened to Conference USA? Big 12, don't laugh. You won't be around in 2 years. Georgia, gearing up for the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. Yes, that's a real bowl. White Sox say they want Ozzie Albies included in a package for Chris Sale. Braves, what's the holdup? Remember when Alabama playing Florida in the SEC title game was can't-miss TV? I am looking at you, Florida. Charlie Strong, quit crying. You did a bad job. Texas will be in the Pac-16 East in 2 years anyway. And these are my thoughts.
Those are the thoughts with Jason Bishop.
Which is pretty much fact most of the time.
I can see the Liberty Bowl. Honestly, the Georgia just needs practices. I'm just glad they made a bowl, to be honest. We need the practices. Get work on next year.
Truth. That's truth.
Truism.
The thing is they're going to get TCU probably if they end up in that Liberty Bowl, depending on what TCU does today with, I believe they've got Kansas State. But I like TCU in that matchup. So if Georgia ends up in the Liberty Bowl, they'll probably play TCU. And that's not too bad when you really consider that the season didn't really go the way most Georgia fans wanted it to get a quality opponent in that bowl game like a TCU. You got to feel pretty good about that matchup and the ability to sell tickets for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that one. I'd heard Music City might be a possibility.
Right.
But, I don't know how that's going to go because I don't think they want Vandy because
they're
literally their hometown.
Right.
So maybe Tennessee. I don't know. Talk about.
And Tennessee might be too.
My God, Tennessee had a chance at the Sugar Bowl, and gets drilled by Vanderbilt last week. Anyway, but yeah, it's been such a wacky year, dude. I mean, and again, I said last week it went by super fast to me. It didn't for you, but. I don't know. It was a interesting year. For a Georgia fan, it really wasn't very, very fun, but, you know, you had a few highs. I think there's some things that Georgia can build on though, but it's just going to be interesting. Maybe we can get into that a little bit later if you want, talk a little about the season, what they need to do going forward and what to look forward to in the 17 season, that kind of thing.
I can tell you exactly what they need to do. Win some ball games.
Oh, yeah.
Don't lose to Vanderbilt.
Yeah. I mean,
don't lose to Georgia Tech. Don't lose to Florida.
Yeah.
This is not right. I mean, maybe I should be hired. I've got answers.
How to arrive at those answers, though, is the thing.
That was not stipulated in the job description.
It's trending upward as far as what Kirby was brought in to do, you know, recruit at a higher level. Georgia always recruited well, yes, everybody always says that, but it was always 8, 9, 10 typically. Occasionally you'd hit 4 or 5. But that's, again, and the teams that you're competing against, that's usually fourth or fifth in the SEC when you finish in the top 10 in recruiting in the SEC. And that's just the thing. I mean, do we want to go Georgia now? Do we want to keep going?
Yeah, our producer told us this segment we were going to talk college football playoff. Obviously, we don't pay attention to what she says. So we're talking Georgia football.
Well, we can roll it into that.
I mean, it's your paycheck.
I mean, I'm already on a roll now. People always say, you know, talk about, oh, Rick won 10 games with the same kids almost. Well, not really. You had a...
Well, remember, Rick won 9 because he wasn't around for the bowl game.
Sorry. McClendon won a game. Props. That offensive line, the biggest difference between this year and last year's team is the offensive line. Last year you had a 4-year starter, started from freshman year on in John Theus and an NFL draft pick, second, third round, I think it was. And then a sixth-year senior in Colton Houston on the other side at tackle. All right, that's a lot of experience. That's a lot of playing time. This year you had, at right tackle, a guy who was benched last year at guard, your starting right tackle. And the starting tackle at Rhode Island last year was your starting left tackle at Georgia.
Powerhouse, Rhode Island.
That's, yeah, an 0-10, I believe, Rhode Island squad, as it was.
At least they're consistent.
Kansas celebrated getting a win over Rhode Island last year. So that's a big difference. The interior of the line is undersized for what Coach Smart, Coach Pittman, and Coach Chaney want to do. And there were flashes of where you saw it work. But for a good majority of the time, it didn't happen when you needed it to, and it didn't happen on a consistent enough basis. Going forward, that offensive line has been a – and that was what Kirby said when he first came in. We got to get bigger. And we got to get deeper talent-wise. Defensive line has gotten improved. Offensive line is where they are focusing right now, and they've got 4 guys, including big Deontay Demery here, the 2 Cedar Grove kids that I talked about, Justin Schaefer and Torrey Johnson, and then Thomas kid at I forget what school he's at. But anyway, he's another 300-plus pound offensive tackle, maybe guard, depending on what he grade plays at the next level. And they're in the mix for a couple of other big, big-time targets. So that's where their focus is. That's where they're going to need to improve the most. And next year, you may have a couple of redshirt freshmen and maybe even a couple of true freshmen starting on the offensive line, which I think they'll be better because they're going to be better fits for what Georgia wants to do. But it still may be a year away before we get to 10, 11, 12 wins, maybe challenging for a college football playoff.
912-275-7017. This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You can also look at us on Facebook live via Drayton's Facebook.
The Real Dre.
The Real Dre. I didn't get mine up because I wasn't paying attention to what I was doing this morning. So Drayton stepped up and has got stuff going on as far as Facebook goes. Really interesting question, and I know we're up against a break here. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll talk about it later in the show. There have been a lot of Georgia fans that I've talked to here recently that have been displeased with the play of Jacob Eason going down the stretch. What is the shot of Jake Fromm being the starting quarterback as a true freshman and supplanting Eason next year at the University of Georgia?
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermark's Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermark's is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermark's, the mark of excellence.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Baxley, Kingsley, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbaritos. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, boy, that bed just dropped off. Sayonara.
You didn't hit a button?
No, not that I know of. But I do a lot of stuff. I don't really know what I'm doing on this board. Sometimes, I'll be honest, I come in here a couple times a week, do different segments.
Yeah.
A lot of times, I just guess. I just hit buttons until stuff works.
Hey, it works, man.
Oh, I heard a joke.
Oh, Lord.
It's fantastic.
Hold on.
I'll give you, all right, here comes a joke. All right, so here it is. I'll give you 3 guesses to who Georgia lost to this season. Oh, wait, you're going to need more guesses.
When Jason thinks he's being smart, but everyone listening to him says, what is he talking about?
Exactly.
Oh. College football playoff.
It's today's the day, man.
Washington's in.
Yeah.
41 to almost, what, 41-10? Was that the final score?
I think so. I may have even fallen asleep.
I wrote it down. 41-10. Washington was fourth in the country. Colorado was ranked eighth. Washington is in. I think Alabama's in regardless if they just decide not to even show up for the SEC championship game. If they take the day off and they go to the Georgia Aquarium instead of playing the game, they're still in.
Yeah, I agree with that. Do you think they stay the number one seed regardless of win or loss today?
I don't think so, because I feel like that the conference, the committee really, in the past anyway, has really put a value on conference champions. And we were kind of talking about it in the break. Mm-hmm. If Clemson wins, Washington has already won, and then Alabama wins, and Ohio State still remains in the top four, because you'll have three teams there that won their conference, that Ohio State will probably drop from 2 to 4, mm-hmm. I would think.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was thinking, is Ohio State's sitting at 2 right now, but that's based upon the season to this point, whereas once you add in these 13th games, as long as Clemson and, like you said, Washington's already won, I think that's where you're going to get the reward for winning your conference, is being boosted up to 2 and 3 and skipping Alabama, missing Alabama in the opening round of the playoffs, you know, by being a conference champion. I mean, to me personally, I think Ohio State has to be in, even though they're not a conference champion and not even playing for their conference championship. It's just, when you take their whole season into account, you know, not just the past couple of weeks, they've had the best season. They certainly had one of the four best seasons of any team out there.
The game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You can get your calls in 912-275-7017, 912-275-7017. This segment brought to you by I-95 Toyota and Cunningham Jewelers. And by the way, Cunningham Jewelers is doing a pretty incredible thing right now. If you're a guy, listen to what I'm about to tell you. If you've got a female that you need to go buy for, you can have your girl go to Cunningham Jewelers and make herself a wish list. You can go in after she makes that wish list, and whatever's on her list, they're going to sell it to you for 20% off.
Oh, wow.
Solid.
Yeah. Save a little money, and you get something she actually wants.
Yeah.
Not getting her a hair dryer or anything like that. Something she truly wants.
I'm hoping that Clemson loses. And I like Deshaun Watson, so like that kind of, it's kind of hard to say that, but I want to see Clemson lose. You've got a two-loss ACC team. You've got a ACC Clemson, and then I guess Virginia Tech would have three losses as an ACC champ, and then you've got a two-loss Big Ten champ, either Wisconsin or Penn State, and then you got a two-loss Big 12 champ in Oklahoma. Assuming Oklahoma beats Oklahoma State, so either one of those.
Yeah, it's a de facto championship.
Yeah, it essentially is. And so, therefore, you'd have three conference champions with two losses and one spot.
Yeah, and Michigan. Michigan's fifth right now, right?
They got to.
So if Clemson loses, are they going to elevate Michigan into the Final Four and have two teams from the same division that didn't win their division or their conference?
Yeah. See, this is the kind of stuff I want to deal with.
Right.
This is the stuff that I want to deal with. I don't want it to be simple. I want them to have to figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a conversation that they really probably are huge Clemson fans today.
Yeah.
And they're probably, just to be fair, just to be keep it a little simpler, probably big Wisconsin fans, because then they can say, well, Ohio State beat Wisconsin, so. And they only had one loss compared to two losses. So we'll go ahead and give Ohio State the head-to-head and the better record. Done.
Okay, with that being said, I'm rooting for Penn State. I want Penn State to win today, and I want Virginia Tech to win. And I want the committee to sit down and say to themselves, what the hell are we going to do?
And then they're going to say, all right, do people want to see a two-loss Penn State team that lost to – they did beat Ohio State.
Yes, they did.
On a fluky field goal.
Doesn't matter.
And a –
W, baby. W.
Or do they want to see Michigan against Alabama in the first round and Ohio State and the other team? Who was the other team?
Oh. You tell me. You're the one doing
not
the...
Clemson lost. Washington. Yeah.
Oh.
Do they want to see Washington
2? He's asking me to finish his sentence. Like, I'm in his brain.
I had a brain fart. I'm sorry. But do people want to see Alabama and Michigan match up? in one side.
This has been another awkward moment.
It's a little late, Carolyn.
Or they want to see Ohio State and Washington. I mean, or do you want to see Penn State go in and get skull-drugged by Alabama, or Wisconsin get skull-drugged by Alabama in the first round? It's going to be really, really entertaining to see. I'd almost rather – I wish they had a live feed to the committee room. I would almost pay $10 for that. Just a little pay-per-view to see what them see them discuss it.
Talk, Facebook Live.
It yeah.
Speaking of awesome. Facebook Live, we're on – Drayton's on – he's doing his Facebook Live from his Facebook. I've shared it on mine. I was actually playing on Facebook during one of Drayton's rants, getting everything up, but no, I'm not supposed to be doing it. So Facebook Live's on mine. Facebook Live's on Drayton's 93.7 WBQO, so you can actually see us and
I mean, God, you can't
hear us.
See us and hear us? My God.
We should charge for that.
But seriously, I mean, dollars, I mean, the money drives this whole thing.
That's why Ohio State's going to be in it.
That's why Ohio State's in, and that's why at the end of the day, I think they're going to end up if chaos happens and Virginia Tech wins, Penn State wins, I still think they're going to put Michigan in. I really do.
I just can't see Michigan getting in. That's hard, maybe.
And really, when you compare their season, who did they really beat? I mean, they beat Colorado, but that was their quarterback was hurt, just like last night.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't the same team without a healthy quarterback that they have.
Would there be a conference champion that would be more deserving than Michigan? Wisconsin, Penn State?
I mean, Michigan,
Oklahoma?
Michigan beat Penn State, what, 49-10 or 49-3 or something like that?
Okay.
And granted, you know, you look at McIntosh, they improved as the season went along. You could say the same thing for Penn State. They lost to Pitt fairly early on, and they got, you know, beat down by Michigan. But they were able to win the games that they had to and improved as the season went on. Wisconsin, I mean, honestly, I doubted Wisconsin all year long. I don't think I picked them to win a game all
Me
year.
Me too. I'm with you.
Especially big games. But so maybe it's a good thing if they probably want me to pick Penn State. But I just don't see – when you take the whole season in total, and that's what you have to do in this situation. I mean, USC would be a possibility if you go by hottest team right now, you know.
They've got three losses.
But you can't put them in because of three losses. And they got beat down by Bama, beat by Utah beat them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's just they improved as the season went along, but you still have to have that whole season in total and take that into account. That means something to me. You can't just say, oh, well, they improved so much better. And that's why I like it at the playoff at four, because it makes these games important all throughout the regular season.
So probably all these scenarios that at least I'm hoping for happens probably won't end up happening. We'll probably have these boring number fours, these 1-4, Alabama, Clemson, Washington, who already is in because they won, and then Ohio State all get in. And I think the locks that we have are Alabama,
mm-hmm.
Washington, Ohio State. If Clemson loses, I think they're out in Pandora's box.
Yeah. Big time, big time.
Begins to open. I will be a Virginia Tech fan tonight.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Baxley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermark's Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermark's is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermark's, the mark of excellence.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open daily at 5 p.m. at our new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 638-1197.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
You know, the gist of this show is that it's a little different than most sports talk shows. Like, I really do think that. And I think that most people that listen to the show on a normal basis would agree. And the reason that it's different is because Drayton and I get up here and we have fun. And we kind of cut up and we goof off. And we do it through the medium of sports because we both are sports fans. But we're not going to sit up here and tell you that the second round of pick from Ohio State might not play this week because he's got a tender pinky toe, and so that's going to affect your draft. That's boring, and we're not going to do it. So, you know, yeah, we're a little different, and we like it, and I think that most of the folks that have listened to this show enjoy it because we cut up and we have fun, and we're both knowledgeable enough about sports to where we're comfortable with that. Drayton hosts a very successful podcast where pretty much every high school player in the state of Georgia knows who Drayton Hogarth is. I've had the opportunity to be at CNN Sports and CSS Sports in Atlanta, so we've both done some things to where we can get on the air and cut up and not have to worry about, oh, God, I don't sound professional enough.
Right. That was the whole premise of doing this, man, is just having fun and talking about the things that we love. So, and that, sports is included in that, but there's a lot of other things that are included in that as well. So it's a blast to me.
Who's not having fun is Gus Bradley.
No doubt. Poor guy. I mean, but the weird thing is they're playing hard, it seems like, and they got close game. Did you see the Ramsey kid after the Detroit game where he was just in tears on the side? I mean, he came from Florida State, so
right.
He's probably lost more games this year than he has in his whole entire collegiate career, maybe high school career as well. I mean, losing is tough, man, but that's seeing him, that gave me some hope that they can depend on him to be a leader of that franchise going forward, I think, because you got to hate, and that's one thing that's needs to be established at a lot of different places, but hating to lose more than you love to win is a big motivating factor for football players in anything, really.
912-275-7017, the number to get your calls here. This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment brought to you by Port City Paint and Body and Coastal Pines Technical College. Gus Bradley is 14-45 at Jacksonville. That's not good.
No. You told me that in the break. I was like, I didn't realize he'd won 14 games.
Right? You're like, oh, that's highballing.
So, yeah.
And here's the crazy thing with me. Can you look at that and you're like, yeah, it's time for him to go. And Kip Branch actually turned in an article today on SouthernSportsEdition.com that's actually posted now that he's in agreement. It's time for Gus Bradley to go. I'm not in that boat. I'm not. I don't think Gus Bradley is the problem. Mm-hmm. I think Gus Bradley is a really good football coach who has a quarterback that has not lived up to expectations and cannot score points because the quarterback's bad.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem. So, if I'm Shad Khan or the general manager there or the in the brain trust, this is what Jason Bishop does to solve this problem. He goes out and he signs a veteran quarterback, not a superstar, but a guy that's been around and has started mm-hmm. at places and knows what that's like. And I'm not talking like a Chad Henne type. I'm talking about guys that's had some success, maybe like a Jay Cutler type. Okay? Now, hey, stay with me. And I bring him in, and he's my starter. I put Bortles on the bench. I then draft, because I'm going to have a great draft pick again.
Yeah.
I then draft another quarterback to groom, and I sit him down for 2 years to play behind the veteran. And then, so I've got the veteran playing, Blake Bortles as my backup because he's got valuable experience in the NFL. And then I've got my third string quarterback, this kid I've drafted that I'm bringing along for the next 2 years. After year one of this plan, I either trade or I cut Bortles. I move this kid to second string. And then my veteran, he's in his last year of this contract. After that 2 year mark is gone, and we've won some games. We've gotten some confidence. We've gotten the fans back in the seats. Mm-hmm. I turn the reins over to this kid, hoping in 2 years that he's ready. And I also tell Gus Bradley, look, I understand that you've been dealt a bad hand with the quarterback situation. I get that. We're going to bring in a quarterback. Mm-hmm. We're going to sit Bortles down. You got to go 8-8. Mm-hmm. If you don't go 8-8, you're going to be looking for another job. Period. That's what I do. Problem solved.
The biggest problem with that is you're going to have about half of your salary cap probably tied up in one position with a veteran quarterback, Bortles, and then a top first round pick. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that you're not going to have any money to bring into strength. I think what they should focus on one side of the ball and just draft like crazy on one side of the ball, sign guys, just become a defensive stalwart, you know, just where you just nobody, you know, almost like a, you know, Pittsburgh defense, Seattle defense, and that's what they thought they were getting with Bradley, is they were going to come in, use his schemes, and become, you know, Seattle in the East kind of thing.
Their defense is really good.
It's good. It can be better.
Come on now. The defense is really good. A lot of the reason that they give up the points they give up on defense is because they're on the field so much because the offense can't stay on the field, or like you said, they're turning the ball over and they're putting the defense in bad position. Yeah. Defense is really good. Jags are 2-9 right now. 2-9.
Yeah.
Left on their schedule, the Broncos, that's an L. Mm-hmm. The Vikings, that's an L. Texans, they've got to go to Houston. Mm-hmm. That's an L. They get the Titans at home. I think they'll get that game. And then they've got to go to Indy. And I think by that point, that will be a huge mess. And I'll give them the W over Windy. So in Indy. So I think they'll go 2-3 to finish out the season, which guess what? Brings them to 4-12 for the third straight consecutive year.
But do they want to win these last two games? I mean, let's not lose the draft picks over two wins to get to four. I don't know, man. I mean, because that was the thing. That was why people had so much improved expectations for Jacksonville this year, is because Bortles had shown some flashes last year being good. Hearns, the wide receiving core, those guys have been kind of banged up this year. They've dropped off their play this year as well. And I think, I don't know why it is that Bortles has fallen off from last year. If they could have just kept it last year's pace, I think they could be challenging for, you know, 5-6 wins right now. I'm not sure what the situation is.
I don't want to make excuses for Bortles because he's played poorly.
Yeah.
But his offensive line's been a mess too. But that is not why he's played poorly.
Right.
So I'm not making excuses. Now, the one excuse I will make for the Jags' inability to run the football is because the offensive line's so bad.
Mm-hmm.
That goes hand in hand. Bortles' bad play, is he getting great pass blocking? Not great pass blocking, but they're doing a good enough job
mm-hmm.
to where he's not ending up on his rear end after 2 seconds every snap. So he's had time to throw the ball. Man, he's missing reads.
Mm-hmm.
And he's overthrowing receivers. One thing I've noticed is arm strength. And a lot of people, Blake Bortles has arm strength. Well, you know, we go and cover those games. And a lot of times when you're watching him throw the ball 10, 12 yards, it'll wobble. It won't be on the line. And to me, the reason footballs wobble without them being tipped is lack of arm strength, especially when you're only throwing at 10, 12 yards. And this was going on when Bortles first came in. This isn't something that just happened. I really question if he's got the arm strength that you need to be a successful NFL quarterback. I think he's a smart dude. I think he gets what he's doing. Mm-hmm. I just don't know that he's got the arm strength to be able to throw the ball down the field. Therefore, when you can't throw the ball down the field, what do defenses do? They cheat. You can't move the football in that situation.
Right. Kind of a long delivery he has, you know, as well. I think cornerbacks at this level, college, you can kind of get away with it. This level, they're reading on any of that kind of stuff in an instant and breaking on the ball and knocking balls down, intercepting it, whatever. Also, offensive line is huge, I mean, in any situation, but he still doesn't have that security blanket that he can just turn around and hand the ball off to a 1,500-yard rusher either. If they could bring in somebody that could really move the pile a little bit, break a long run, it would go a long way. They wouldn't be able to cheat up as much, like you were saying, on the passing play if the running game was helping him out a lot more as well, opening things up.
On the other side of the spectrum, we've got the Atlanta Falcons fighting for a division. We'll talk about them next.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Baxley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Here come the holidays, and with that, the search for that perfect gift for that special someone. Cunningham Jewelers is your perfect starting point. Guys, have your special someone stop into Cunningham Jewelers and create a wish list. You will receive 20% off any item on her wish list. Plus, Cunningham Jewelers can work with any budget. 1510 Newcastle Street, or set up an appointment at 912-265-8652. And remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham bow.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Tio Taco, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in the Golden Isles, and by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. The Buccaneers of MCA roll over to Homerville and upset the number 2 seeded Clinch County Panthers in the final 4 of the single A GHSA playoffs, 24-8. Clinch had previously beaten MCA all the way back in week 2, 32-7. Quite a turnaround. Congrats, Bucks. MCA will truck up to Atlanta next week to the Georgia Dome to take on the number 1 seed, Macon County, who beat ECI 48-26 to get to the state title game. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
We were talking about movies in the break. Again, we're on Facebook Live if you want to check us out on Drayden's page and mine. This segment brought to you by Georgia C. Grill and Bruce Kennedy Tire. This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll take your calls, 912-275-7017. There are three things I kind of want to touch on before we get into Atlanta Falcon talk. Number one is I'm a great dresser, and I take great pride in the fact that I'm a good dresser and I have an immaculate wardrobe and that I dress immaculately. My fiance, my wife, whichever you want to call her, she disagrees. And she doesn't think that I'm a very good dresser. But the fact, the stone cold hard truth is I'm a better dresser than she is.
Oh, wow. Nah, you can't do that, Renee, man. She's a fashionista. You're kind of, you just have your own style. That's what I will say about Jason Bishop's fashion style. It's your own.
I think I'm going to take that as a compliment and move on. We're talking about movies in the break. There's a really good one. I'm going to go ahead and just spoil it for you. We were just talking about it. A Christmas Horror Story. It's about zombie elves attacking Santa. Santa fighting off the zombie elves. And, like, every once in a while, like, it just randomly cut to this guy in a radio booth trying to get a hold of some other guy at a mall for the appearance of Santa. He can't ever get a hold of him. He doesn't know why. And it'll cut back to Santa killing off the elves. And at the end of the movie, one of the elves says, "Norman, what's wrong with you?" And Santa says to the elf, "Who is Norman?" And then it flips back to the mall, and Norman is the guy, the weather guy, at the mall that was supposed to be calling in the radio station, and he was hallucinating that he was Santa and the elves were zombies, and he was just killing everybody off in the mall. And it goes off.
Dude, I've got that on my Netflix queue, man. Why'd you just spoil it?
Should definitely check it out. I'm good at finding good movies on Netflix. I'm really solid. And the other thing I wanted to touch on is earlier, a couple segments ago, we were talking about how different our show is than the normal, boring, standard sports talk show. We're going to talk at you and make you think that we know more about sports than we actually do know because we just Googled it before we got on the air. That kind of makes us pioneers, man.
Yeah.
We're pioneers in the radio business because this is a different kind. Or does that make us pilgrims? Which is it?
Pioneers probably sounds better.
Pioneers without the Mayflower.
Pioneers have a better fashion style, so.
No, wait a minute. The pilgrims had the Mayflower.
Yeah.
So pilgrims and pioneers are different.
Yeah, pioneers were the ones trudging westward, you know.
Isn't like a pioneer like the first person to do whatever it is they're doing? So therefore,
trailblazer, I think is what.
So kind of the pilgrims were pioneers too.
Yeah, I guess so.
Let's go to Atlanta Falcons.
When Jason thinks he's being smart, but everyone listening to him says, "What is he talking about?"
Yeah, that actually happened there.
I need some of my own little buttons over here.
No, because I can only imagine where that would go.
I may be working on some things, by the way, to bring, add to the show, previously recorded things. I'll check with the producer, see if I can get those added.
Oh, I'm sure that she'd have no problem with that. Atlanta Falcons, can we get on Atlanta? Can we do Atlanta Falcons?
Let's go.
All right. 7-4, first place in the division. The Bucs are right on their heels at 6-5. Atlanta's got the Chiefs left. They go to the Rams. They've got the Niners left. They go to the Panthers, and they've got the Saints. I've got them going 4-1 down the stretch through those games, and I think they finish 11-5 and win the division.
Yeah, I agree. That's very attainable for them. Thing I love about the Falcons, man, is that just the diversity on offense with Devontae Freeman at running back, Julio Jones on the outside, and the addition of Mohamed Sanu. I'll be the first one to tell you, I was a little hesitant on that signing in the offseason, but he has really stepped up, elevated the second receiver position from Roddy White last year, previous years, and is, you know, it's hard, you're not going to be able to double team both of them, you know. Julio's going to get the main focus from everybody, but Sanu is a great addition to this wide receiver rotation. And these younger kids, the Hardy kid and Gabriel, that kid, you know, that was the big thing. The Falcons kind of tweeted out a little dig at the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland had Taylor Gabriel on their roster and cut him in the preseason. The 0-12 Cleveland Browns could have had a jet out at the wide receiver spot. I think they could probably use him right now. But that offense is so diverse. And I know I've talked about it all morning for several teams, but that offensive line has improved drastically with the addition of Shanahan at coordinator. That's really helped out a lot. The style that he brings, they're able to move a pile occasionally. They're allowing Ryan to stay upright for extended period of time during plays. And Coach Quinn has brought the same thing Bradley brought from Seattle, you know, some toughness to that defense.
Just really quick, let's throw some college games out there. Okay, Wisconsin, Penn State, who are you taking? Up against
I'll go Penn State. I'll help out Wisconsin.
I'm taking Penn State too. Clemson, Virginia Tech.
I'll go Clemson.
I'm going Clemson. Georgia State, Idaho.
Georgia State.
Yeah, me too. Bama, Florida.
Got to go Bama. I can give you we probably don't have time to get into that one.
Baylor at West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Oklahoma State, Oklahoma.
Give me the Cowboys.
Wow, okay, I'm going Oklahoma. The Conference USA Championship game. The vaunted Louisiana Tech at vaunted Western Kentucky.
Give me Jeff Brohm, head coach of the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers.
I'll go Louisiana Tech. Temple at Navy, American Athletic Conference, as if anyone cares.
Well, actually, the committee cares.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if Navy wins, they're the group of five that could play in a January 1st bowl game, and we'll have to wait till next week to find out with the Army-Navy game if Navy gets in. So for simplicity's sake, let's go with Temple.
Troy at Georgia Southern.
Troy.
Yeah, going Troy. That's it. Okay.
All right.
We've done our college football. Can we go back to, because I was being yelled at, but we haven't done college football picks, so
yeah.
I was getting them in. So, okay, so now that we've gotten that out of the way and she's happy, let's go back to Falcons.
All right. I mean, big game this week with the Chiefs coming in. That may be the toughest test in the final, five games they have.
Yeah. And I think if they win that game, that's kind of a statement for them. Because I really feel like in the NFC, it's Dallas and everybody else. And I think if Atlanta beats a really good Kansas City team, then maybe, okay, maybe Atlanta can play with Dallas. Because Kansas City is one of the upper echelon teams. If Atlanta wins that game, maybe change the perspective on what Atlanta is.
Right. Yeah, I don't think anybody's catching Dallas for the for home field right now. But
no.
having Julio and Freeman, Matt Ryan, that gives you a chance going into any game.
We got 10 seconds where we got to go.
All right. Facebook Live at the Real Dre next week, the game.
I'm a better dresser than Renee.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermark's Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermark's is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermark's, the mark of excellence.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open daily at 5 p.m. at our new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 638-1197.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Here come the holidays, and with that, the search for that perfect gift for that special someone. Cunningham Jewelers is your perfect starting point. Guys, have your special someone stop into Cunningham Jewelers and create a wish list. You will receive 20% off any item on her wish list. Plus, Cunningham Jewelers can work with any budget. 1510 Newcastle Street, or set up an appointment at 912-265-8652. And remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham bow.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.